My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
We asked him about defining success this year and what his metrics are going to be, how he's going to consider this year a win or a loss. This is what Peter said right here on Grant and Danny yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, I think you do get into trouble looking too far down the road. And so, again, you know, you're probably going to get a radio show full of cliches here, but we're really, every single day we're trying to get better. And I think that's how we look at it. And we got better today. We had a really good day of practice today. Guys looked really good. The guys were into it before we have a 3-day break before we get back and start working for Tampa. So we went out and got a lot better today, I thought. And that's the outlook you have each day, each week. You're getting better and you're stacking up days. And then if you do that and you get better each day, you're going to like what it looks like at the end of the year.
So that sounds, and he even acknowledged this, just like the most football cliche, yuck, kind of cringy, every day is its own day and all we can do is win today, 1-0, woo. I actually think in their case, that may very well be how they're viewing this whole thing. And the bigger picture point, which is actually, I think, the takeaway from that answer is, there is no real expectation. There is nothing they've got to do or accomplish this year to consider this a win. They don't have an owner in Josh Harris breathing down their neck that they've got to go stockpile victories. Now, Harris did say in his press conference that he did, and Darius, maybe we could grab this if you could find it from Sunday night, that he wants the team to be better than they were last year. He didn't say meaning the 4 wins, but he did reference they won 4 games. So my guess is if they win 2 or 3 games, he's going to be pretty upset. Mm-hmm. And he should be, honestly. Yeah. But assuming you win more than 4 games, I don't think there's anything else they've got to do to show Josh Harris that they're headed in the right direction. And if that's really the case, if this is about development, if this, like it is for me, is solely really about Jaden Daniels and making sure you found the guy, or did your draft class excel? Is Brandon Coleman a left tackle? By the end of the year, is Luke McCaffrey look like a weapon at wide receiver? Did you find a solution for life after John Allen, who doesn't have any guaranteed money beyond this season, with Johnny Newton? Like, if those things are yeses and you went 5-12, so what? Mm-hmm. Who cares? There is no pressure, which is a really nice thing when you're a GM and a head coach. But the way that materializes, in my opinion, Danny, is that each day you can kind of live the way he's talking about. That cliche that most teams actually don't get. The Packers can't view it that way. The Steelers can't view it that way. But here, where you picked second last year and you've been bad for 30 years and you got a new owner and a baby quarterback who just came out of the womb ready to play some football here in his first days on the job in the NFL, yeah, you can kind of say, was today a good practice? All right, then we're doing fine. Because there's really not that expectation.
Yeah, if you want to eventually win the 100-meter dash, we're in the crawling phase. So, yeah, if today we took our first steps, that's totally fine. I think that's a good way to do it. You can look up at the end of a certain amount of time. How long is that honeymoon? We don't know. We talked about this all the time as the end of the Snyder era happened, the beginning of the Hog ownership group. We're going, at some point, the honeymoon's going to end. It hadn't yet for me. I pinch myself. We have audio from Josh Harris, not on some phone call with a gaming commission bragging about Carson Wentz, but just addressing the media like a human being. I'm not taking it for granted yet. Adam Peters called our show, called us each by our names. Not that I matter at all, but just like the wherewithal and the emotional intelligence just to be a good human being, right? And speak to people on a human level.
Didn't call you Dave.
Again, the short you want to draw a contrast? There it is for me. One person called me Dave, pretended we're buddies.
You are Dave, though.
I mean, I am to a degree. The other person told me I was a first-round pick in his book. No, but I mean, come on, dude. Like, I'm not taking it for granted yet. Eventually, we're going to say, okay, I'm looking at my watch. Now, when are we doing it? I'm not there yet. To me, it's very simple. It's a pass-fail. Do we believe Jaden Daniels? Do we think we have it? Is he good? Even if he's not good yet, is he about to be good?
It's not super clear, though. So that's the only gray area that would be a hole in that. Because I agree with you. If Jaden Daniels is the answer, and we know that at the end of the year, record be damned, victory. Now let's go get what we need around him, and let's win some football games, and I'll see you at the NFC Championship.
Yeah, so my cop-out is incomplete. Where if we need more time, we'll do it again.
But to me, incomplete feels like an L too, in a sense.
Could be. Like, for example, if, let's say, God forbid, he sprains his ankle. It's a high ankle sprain in week two.
I don't mean injuries. And I mean, that's obvious.
Well, but you know what I mean?
But if he plays football all season long, and we're not sure he's the guy, that's going to be disappointing.
Fair. But I guess what I'm saying is, I'm not even talking about one where he's got to miss a season or he misses 2 months. Let's say he's hampered at a certain point. Or Terry McLaurin has turf toe that keeps him from being effective, like happened in the beginning of last year, whatever that was with his foot. A couple different things happen. You go, well, it's really hard to evaluate Jaden Daniels. Turns out that Brandon Coleman ain't the dude, and they got a journeyman left tackle, and their receiving core isn't any good.
Most of the time, though, there are very, very rare cases when you hear fan bases doing that kind of explaining away their quarterback when the quarterback ultimately becomes good. That's what you heard from Justin Fields' backers. That's what we heard with Haskins here. You know, guys that didn't end up amounting. Really, frankly, you overcome more often than not when you're good. Like, even Josh Allen is a good example. Josh Allen's first year was not great. Statistically, it was
bad. No, it wasn't.
But if you go back to the end of his first year, there were a lot of people, like me, who were going, did you see that throws this guy made? Do you see some of the rushing attempts that this guy had breaking? Like, it was pretty obvious he could play. I didn't think he'd be a top three quarterback in the NFL necessarily, but after one season, he had done enough. And that's my point with Jaden Daniels, is I think if you're on the field for the whole year, you're going to show the thing. You're going to show that you've got the breakaway ability, the propensity to run for 800, 1,000 yards, whatever it is. You're going to have touch and accuracy and make good decisions, or you're not as a passer. Could there be an incomplete? Yes, absolutely. There often is. My point is just, to me, it's not like three categories where it's like, he's the guy I feel great, or he's not the guy I feel bad. To me, incomplete gets filed into that one. Now, you could still pull him into the other bucket next year, but for the meantime, it's almost like a binary. You proved it or you didn't.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm willing to offer more patience, maybe. I don't know what the right word is to be different. I don't know, because I look at just you referenced Josh Allen. You like Josh Allen coming out. I didn't, right? I was wrong about that. You were right, so you deserve credit for it. But at the end of his first year, he had 10 touchdowns, 12 picks, and you're going, this? When is this going to happen? And then in the middle of the second year, the conversion happened. And so I guess my point is, if Jaden Daniels turns in 10 touchdowns, 12 picks, 52% completion percentage, that's not what people would be excited about
that
here.
That looks awful, right? On the back of a football card. But watch the games.
Sure, of
course. Josh Allen, it's so funny to say, it was an impressive 10 touchdowns.
No, but I'm with you.
But like, he did things that most guys can't do, and you thought, all right, we got work to do with this guy. Right. But this is an NFL pro you can build things around.
And I guess that's my point. So I would still offer that as an incomplete, but if you're going, I saw the thing, that's good enough, I get that approach too.
And that goes back to like how you evaluate or view it, and I talk about this all the time. I just need to see the thing. The rest of it doesn't matter to me. I overuse my analogy of the scout watching a baseball pitcher. That is how I view quarterbacks, pretty much. Story being, a scout told me that he went to a game one time. He watched the first inning of this like high school pitcher. He touched 97, threw a really good breaking ball. He packed up everything he had, and he just called his GM on the way out.
Wrote a check mark.
And he's like, I like the guy. We should take him. That's all he needed to see. He's got that. He's got the breaking ball. He's got feel for spin. Like, we can figure the rest out. With a quarterback, I need the good stuff. I need the flash plays. Not once every month or so, but enough of them. And I just think generally, Herbert did it. You know, Burrow did it. You can tell pretty quickly. Doesn't mean it's gospel. You know, Griffin had some huge, unbelievable moments. It went the other way, maybe because of injury. So sometimes you'll get fooled. I'm not saying it's 100%. But I do think over the course of the year, if he's healthy, we'll have a real good idea of what he is by the end of the season. And maybe more importantly, what Kingsbury is with him, what the fit is like, what that's going to look like.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.